What if I told you that the stress your grandmother experienced decades ago might be affecting your health today? That the fruit salad you're eating for breakfast could be slowly poisoning your liver? That your genes aren't a fixed blueprint, but a living, breathing document being edited with every choice you make? We've been sold a lie about genetics. We learned in school that DNA is destiny, a rigid instruction manual written at conception that determines everything from eye color to disease risk. But here's the truth: your genes are more like a jazz ensemble than a classical score, improvising and adapting to the music of your life. Right now, as you read these words, chemical markers are attaching to your DNA, switching genes on and off in response to your environment, thoughts, and experiences. This isn't science fiction. It's the revolutionary field of epigenetics, and it's rewriting everything we thought we knew about inheritance. In a Zurich laboratory, scientists separated baby mice from their mothers for just 2 weeks. These mice grew into anxious, easily defeated adults, and so did their children, and their children's children, even though the later generations never experienced separation themselves. The trauma had literally rewritten their DNA through chemical modifications called methylation, switching certain genes on or off and passing these changes to future generations. Jeff, a New York chef, embraced a fruit-rich diet after his doctor warned about high cholesterol. 3 years later, he was diagnosed with liver cancer. The culprit? Hereditary fructose intolerance, a genetic condition preventing his body from breaking down fructose. Every apple and smoothie was silently poisoning him. This reveals a fundamental truth: there is no universal healthy diet. The same foods that heal one person can harm another because of genetic variations. Richard struggled with leg pain and concentration issues until switching to a low-protein diet. His ornithine transcarbamylase deficiency meant the protein everyone recommended was actually poisoning him. Genetic sequencing now costs less than a quality television. This democratization of genetic knowledge lets us move beyond one-size-fits-all health advice to discover what our unique bodies actually need. Before DNA tests, geneticists read bodies like books. Eye spacing, pinky curves, palm creases all tell genetic stories. Jackie Kennedy on Nassus and Michelle Pfeiffer's wide-set eyes made them beautiful. Yet this trait appears in over 400 genetic conditions. Our faces are biological billboards advertising our genetic workmanship. Your hands reveal diagnostic clues. Can you bend your thumb back to touch your wrist? This flexibility might indicate Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, a connective tissue disorder requiring medication to prevent life-threatening complications. Wide thumbs could signal Hirschsprung's disease. Curved pinkies connect to over 60 syndromes. These aren't party tricks, they're life-saving clues. 3-year-old Grace's bones fractured from the gentlest touch. Her osteogenesis imperfecta meant her body couldn't produce normal collagen. With proper treatment, combining medication, physical therapy, and lifestyle adjustments, Grace transformed from a fragile toddler into an adventurous child. We're not prisoners of our genes. We're participants in an ongoing negotiation. After 9/11, pregnant women near the Twin Towers who developed PTSD had lower cortisol levels, and so did their babies, especially those in the third trimester. Years later, these children remain more easily distressed. The towers fell once, but the biological impact ripples forward through time. Studies of identical twins revealed that bullied twins showed increased methylation of the SIRT gene by age 12 compared to their non-bullied siblings, a modification persisting into adulthood, corresponding with blunted stress responses that can lead to depression and alcoholism. This is epigenetics' double-edged sword. You carry not just your own experiences, but those of your ancestors. Yet, you can also pass down resilience. Every choice, what you eat, how you move, how you manage stress, writes a genetic legacy for generations you'll never meet. 2-year-old Megan died after receiving standard codeine following a routine tonsillectomy. She had multiple copies of the CYP2D6 gene, making her an ultra-rapid metabolizer who converted codeine to morphine fatally fast. The same medication that saves one person kills another. We're moving beyond one-size-fits-all interventions toward truly customized health strategies based on unique genetic profiles. Gasping for air on Mount Fuji while an elderly Japanese woman effortlessly passed me revealed a harsh truth. Genetics matter profoundly. Despite being young and healthy, I suffered severe altitude sickness while she barely broke stride. Some people possess biological advantages that seem superhuman. Finnish skier Iiro Montaranta had 50% more oxygen-carrying capacity thanks to a single DNA letter change in his EPR gene. Sherpas evolved a different mutation in just 500 years, one of the fastest documented cases of human evolution, helping them thrive at extreme altitudes. Others are born without pain. A Pakistani boy performed as a human pincushion in street shows, his SCN9A gene mutation blocking all pain signals. He died before 14, jumping off a building to impress friends, never feeling the warnings that would have stopped anyone else. These extreme cases illuminate universal truths. Scientists have identified nearly 400 genes involved in pain response, opening possibilities for treatments that manage suffering without eliminating pain's protective function. About 30 million Americans have rare genetic disorders, one in 10 people, each a window into fundamental biological processes. Cancer kills 7.6 million people annually worldwide. 4 in 10 of us will be diagnosed in our lifetime. It's our generation's Black Death. Ironically, a sign of progress since we've conquered infectious diseases. Now our greatest dangers come from within. When Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad employees filed carpal tunnel claims, the company secretly tested workers for genetic markers indicating injury susceptibility. The message? The problem isn't our working conditions, it's your defective genes. A $2.2 million settlement followed, but the precedent was set. This is genetic knowledge's dark side. While the Genetic Information Non-Discrimination Act protects against employment and health insurance discrimination, it doesn't cover life or disability insurance. Supposedly anonymous genetic data can be de-anonymized using genealogy websites and basic information. Your 23andMe results might seem private, but combined with social media and public records, they create an accessible genetic profile. The question isn't whether to know our genetic risks, but how to live wisely with that knowledge while protecting our privacy and autonomy. Thomas and Nicholas, born 24 years and 4,000 miles apart, shared the same rare SOX18 gene mutation. Their discovery identified hypotrichosis lymphedema telangiectasia renal syndrome. Nicholas received his father's kidney and thrives today, enabling earlier diagnosis and specialized care for future patients. The impact extends beyond rare cases. Their condition could reveal how cancers hijack the lymphatic system and improve kidney disease treatments for millions. This is the pattern. Rare disorders illuminate common problems. Familial hypercholesterolemia led to statins, drugs that saved millions and became history's most successful pharmaceuticals. People with Laron syndrome, standing under 4'10", appear virtually immune to cancer, revealing the delicate balance between promoting and restricting growth that, when disrupted, causes cancer. These families show incredible courage. Most importantly, hiding inside everyone with a rare genetic condition is a secret that might one day help cure us all. Your genes aren't your destiny, they're your starting point. Every meal, movement, and moment edits your genetic story. Your grandmother's trauma might echo in your genes, but so can your resilience. The question isn't what your genes have given you, but what you'll give to your genes and to those who come after.